It's time for Friday Fun. There are many things that you learn over 20-some-odd years of working for a radio station, of how things work and how the sausage is made and, you know, why this is here and who got this and who did this first and all that. One of the things that's always amazed me was back in the mid-90s when we got there, and Dave, you and I got to the radio station around the same time, and back then nothing was digital. Everything was, there was a cart, and a cart is basically like an 8-track or cassette.
Yeah,
you shove it into a little machine.
It's an endless loop. It just had one spool, and so it just looped on itself.
And those were how you would play drops.
Yeah, it's smaller than this, but imagine like a VHS tape.
Yeah.
That holds one sound effect. And
yeah.
You would have to basically put it into the machine and hit play to get that one sound effect.
Yeah, and they were different lengths. There were 5-second carts, 10-second carts, 30-second, 60-second, even like 5 minutes if you had to put like a whole segment of a show or something.
Yeah.
And now, so, believe it or not, it's way more difficult to pull drops.
Very much so.
So it's really weird because when we got there, they, you know, when I first got there, they had a tree basically. So just imagine a big CD tree. That's what these carts were stuck in. There were hundreds of them in this tree.
They would grow.
Didn't you knock
it
down one time?
I did not. That was.
Oh no! That was when Gordon and the great Gregor got in a wrestling match and they knocked the cart tree over.
And the cart tree's like, it was like 6 feet tall and it could hold, let's say, 100 carts. And so a board op, if they felt it was time to play a drop, we'd have to spin this thing around in circles, memorize where all these things were, grab the cart, stick it in there, and hit play.
Right.
And yeah, there was no timing whatsoever.
But not efficient.
Yeah, no. You had like 6 cart players.
Yeah.
And so you would have your brakes stacked up, but then you would always have one free, and that was where you would put the drops in.
And I couldn't believe that there were all these carts, and they were labeled specific, and then the ones that caught my attention right out of the bat were fart. I worked at a place where there was a piece of equipment that was integral to the radio station that was labeled fart. And so there were two of them in particular, fart number one and fart number two, again, this is back in the mid-90s. These are the two most prominent farts that we had back then. This is what they sound like. So you've heard those a million times.
Yeah, they're probably from a sound effect CD, and they got dumped onto the cart, and then those were just the farts that we used in forever.
Yes, and so every time we would use them, it was the same ones, these two. So I thought it was just low-rent, you know, AM radio stuff, right?
Sure.
Until I started paying attention that not only were these the two farts that we used, Hollywood used these. And not just in the 90s. Hollywood has used these two farts into perpetuity up until this very day. All right? And not just randomoid movies. I'm talking about really well-known movies that you all have seen that the best they can come up with for their farts are the same ones that we use on AM radio.
Those aren't really good farts.
They don't even sound like farts. They're
yeah.
so ridiculous.
Are they real? And if they are, does the person who farted them get royalties?
No and no. They're not real, and there's no royalties. Another mailbox check.
So you want all...
Oh, fart number one pays again.
So in your perfect world, you want new productions to record brand new farts.
I mean, do we record new songs for movies, right?
We do.
Yeah. Okay.
This is just laziness from Foley artists.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it is it's the Wilhelm scream, the famous scream where you use the same scream over and over.
By the way, if you know the Wilhelm scream, you hear it all day. Like in pop culture, they still have the exact same one.
All right. Two many examples. Now, I've been stacking these up
many
over the last couple of years.
Yes, sir.
So let's get to some examples. One that you will all recognize, this is Dumb and Dumber in the dream scene in which Jim Carrey decides to light his own fart.
So
the ticket.
Are you kidding
Bart?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hang on. Let's try it again.
Okay.
So he said, "Do you love me?" And she says, "No, but that's a real nice ski mask."
So again, it's one of the funniest scenes in the movie, right?
Yes.
And yet it's just like, hey, who's got a fart? Who do we have any farts in there in production? Yeah, we have two. Well, let's just pick one of those.
One or two.
All right, let's move on. Tony Soprano in the bathroom. Sick.
Whoa.
We got it.
I think he said the F word.
And we did
say it several times.
A few times.
Said it with a
my
feeling.
God.
Looks like I loaded the unedited one in there.
Yeah, think.
Let's not try that one again. We can try Along Came Polly. And this is what reminded me of this segment the other day.
Had lots of drink, a lot of water. Okay. Must be a second.
Okay, take your time.
Ferret walks in.
Yeah.
Quiet. There it was.
Yep.
The Wilhelm fart.
Yeah.
Just glad we didn't have to dump something.
Yeah, me too. Let's move on to television, where there's a cartoon called Teen Titans Go.
Is there now?
Are you familiar with Teen Titans Go?
I'm very familiar.
Okay, let's listen.
Time to pass the torch. My first mustache. Had it on when I first broke the record, and now it's yours.
Wow. Wait, I'm honored.
Whoa. Don't get all mushy on me. You guys are my dudes.
Kool-Aid. Smell you later.
Same old fart. Let's move on to the iconic movie Bridesmaids, in which they had just had Indian food, and Melissa McCarthy.
Never goes well, does it?
It never goes well. They're in the bridal shop trying on dresses when everyone starts to get sick, and Melissa McCarthy jumps on to the sink.
Beautiful. Breathtaking.
Holy.
Oh, you look amazing.
I mean,
that's
just so pretty.
My
stomach
hurt. Lillian, I don't know what to say. You look awesome. Megan, are you okay?
No.
Oh.
I think my dress was probably just tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
No, I had the same thing that she had, and I feel fine.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, no. This is happening. Nothing's happening.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't really care which dress we get.
There it is.
I just need...
So ridiculous. Bridesmaid. It's a $100 million movie, and that's the best they can come up with.
But awesome.
Yeah. Let's move on to a TV show from Showtime in the early aughts called Dead Like Me.
Okay.
You'll recognize several things in this, but including but not limited to the fart.
So, Michael, I see from your resume that you are a major in chemistry.
Yeah, so if there's any technical stuff that comes up, I'm your man.
This is a highly pressured situation, Michael. Lunateca is looking for a self... starter with great interpersonal skills. Do you think you're that person, Michael?
I know I'm that person, Millie.
Michael, you are farting.
The same old, same old. Let's move on to Scooby-Doo, the live-action version of Scooby-Doo.
With Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Freddie Prinze Jr., yes. And what's his name? Gordon's friend that does the podcast?
Oh, yeah. Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard as well. So here is Scooby and Shaggy getting into a burping and farting contest.
Are you challenging me?
Me?
Pull my finger. Oh, too late.
Roll the horn.
I'm not stopping till your fur sings off.
God, it's so great. How about television in the late 90s, according to Jim, the Jim Belushi vehicle?
Yes, sir.
Listen closely.
Sorry.
Look, we still got time to make Indiana. Come on, baby. The dream lives on. Let's go.
Honey, are you sure you're okay?
Good Lord. I'm a little spacey. Was that me or you?
You.
Well, then you won't mind.
There it is. There she blows. There
crowd,
at the end.
Crowd loves it.
We need to find where this originated.
I know. I would love to know that. How about in Nacho Libre, as Nacho is sneaking up on, what's his name?
Oh, gosh.
Chancho.
Is that it?
Chancho, lend me your sweats?
No, it's the, what's his name? Esquilito.
Esquilito, yeah. As he's eating chips on the ground.
So the gas gives Nacho away as he's leaping onto his back.
So Nacho's trying to sneak up, but the gas.
And finally, Nutty Professor.
They say everyone should have one. I'm thinking about getting me an appointment and go down and get my colon cleansed thoroughly.
You want your colon cleaned? Fine, I'm going to clean mine. Yeah, my colon is clean. I'm talking to clean.
Man. They say everyone should have one. I'm thinking about getting me an appointment and go down and get my colon cleansed thoroughly.
You want your colon cleaned? Fine, I'm going to clean mine.
So dumb.
It's the best.
I need to look into this. My wife reminds me that we have a sound guy in Hollywood cousin, and he does tons of this sort of thing. I wonder if he's looked into the history of this.
Someone knows.
Yeah.
Someone has an idea.
On my phone, a early pandemic bit was I would record my farts and group text them to my friends.
Dave.
So that sounds like the next Grape Fest.
Yeah, it does. I'd love to hear. That's Craig and George did that. They made an hour-long tape of their own farts in college.
Yeah.
You did it at 50.
Uh-huh.
You were trying to put this CD out of business?
Yeah, I'm trying to create my own sound effect CD.
You're a content creator, in a
That's
way.
True. Yeah. It really is. It's true.
All right. There you go. There's a little Friday fun.
Yeah.